You're listening to SBS News.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong and her Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, have happily posed for the cameras in Bali on the sidelines of the G20 meeting. Their one-hour-long meeting was the first between an Australian foreign minister and a Chinese foreign minister since 2019. It's a big step towards repairing Australia-China relations, especially following the meeting between Defence Minister Richard Marles and his Chinese counterpart recently in Singapore. But Senator Wong emphasises the importance of the process will not be matched by its ease.
This is the first step towards stabilising the relationship. So, we are a government and we're a nation that's made certain decisions and on the basis of our national interests, our national security and our sovereignty, and we won't be resiling from those. But we do think it's in our interests, and we would say in China's interest, for the relationship to be stabilised. That's going to take time, it's going to take effort, it's going to take work, and it's going to take some nuance.
The first talks in 3 years between people of such status in both governments meant there was a lot to say. However, Senator Wong is pointing out there wasn't just a lot of speaking, but listening too.
I welcome our discussion on issues of concern between our two countries, as well as our discussion on the prosperity, security and stability of the region. We spoke frankly and we listened carefully to each other's priorities and concerns.
Of utmost importance on the Australian side are concerns about China's military expansions in this region. Equal billing in that department is also being given to China's tariffs on key Australian industries like coal, wine and barley. And human rights issues were raised, in particular the detention of Dr. Yang Heng-jun and journalist Cheng Lei. They're both facing espionage charges. Senator Wong says she's made approaches to China to reverse its current course on the latter two issues in particular.
It's unsurprising that we would raise consular cases, including Ms. Cheng Lei and Dr. Yang and others. You would anticipate that obviously we discuss the trade blockages that exist and that remains the government's position. Those trade blockages should be removed.
Senator Wong's firm but fair approach was backed by her boss, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, speaking back in Canberra.
It's a good thing that dialogue occurs. We have a clear position. We will cooperate wherever we can and develop good relations wherever we can, but we will stand up for Australia's interests when we must.
On China's part, it says the channels for dialogue and contact between it and Australia are unimpeded. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian says Australia has to be willing to make some compromises to fix its relationship with its biggest trading partner.
We hope Australia will view China and our relations rationally and positively, seek common ground in the spirit of mutual respect and meet China halfway to create the necessary conditions to get relations back on track.
The Australia-China talks have not been the only major diplomatic happenings for either side at the G20 summit. Wang Yi has also met his United States counterpart, Antony Blinken, on the sidelines of the summit. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has stormed out of the meeting, accusing Western nations of frenzied criticism over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He singled out Australia as being either misinformed or ignorant over the conflict. But Senator Wong says Australians won't take lectures from Mr. Lavrov. The complication is casting doubt over whether Mr. Lavrov's boss, Russian President Vladimir Putin, will attend a meeting of G20 leaders set down for November, to which he has been invited as a special guest. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.